As a part of this year's broadcasting program, several North American believers share their call into God's kingdom. We will now hear the third segment from the series, I Found God's Kingdom. Avery Forsty of Buffalo, Minnesota, will share her story. She is interviewed by Tammy Hendrickson.
Tell me who you are and where you're from.
I'm Avery Forsty. I was Avery Sanju until I got married, and now I'm married to Mitchell Forsty, and I'm from Buffalo, Minnesota.
And how did you find God's kingdom?
I was 15 years old when I first started coming to church. I was new about our church growing up. I first met Christians when I was in elementary school, having classes with many kids. I don't remember what I thought when I was in elementary age.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you could always tell there's something different,
mm-hmm.
But in a good way. High school's when I paid more attention to being oh, okay, interesting. They stand out so much.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
What was the difference that you noticed? Can you name that, or was it?
Almost like everybody that wasn't like from church could almost feel it or see it. It's kind of interesting. Like, you just know, like, oh,
mm-hmm.
whatever, but you mm-hmm. can just tell. Like, they mm-hmm. kind of have a look, too,
mm-hmm.
and they just, like, remember, they're always just, like, stand up for each other, and, you know, they always have each other's back.
Interesting. Did you find that they were inclusive?
All the girls, like, I was friends with my sister-in-law now, Hannah Mahonen, and tons of girls, and they were super inclusive, like, in school and friendly, and, you know, you just wanted to be their friend.
So when did that start to change for you, that you were more interested in the believers or wanting to know more about them?
Well, I remember having a class with one of my old really good friends, not friends with her anymore. But she just was like, oh, I'm going to church this weekend. And like, okay, maybe I'll come with. I didn't really have interest in going to church growing up. Like, we went mm-hmm. to church. I always have been a church goer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not been like a serious thing in my life. And that was something that I was like drawn to.
Okay.
I loved how serious they were about faith.
Mm-hmm. That interaction with them is what made you come to the Church of the Believers, or how did that come about?
Yeah, it came about one day when I went to church, when we were hanging out.
Okay.
I was hanging out with some girlfriends from church,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, oh, we're going to church at 7. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm coming, you know? I went there and I was like, okay, this is actually amazing. Not that I just listened and heard every single word, but I just, whatever stuck out needed to stick out. And it just like stuck with me forever. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I feel like every time I go to church, there's like something that just sticks out and that I can take home with me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a tidbit, maybe just a little sentence. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever. I feel like whatever I need to hear, I hear it. And
absolutely.
I realized that since the first time I went to church growing up, I always went to church and it was like, you just can't wait for it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And you go home and you don't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like that faith, and now your whole life surrounds around it, and it's so much different
mm-hmm.
than just any normal church. It's so much better.
So what drew you to continue to come
after that first day going to church in Cokato? I just like knew, okay, I'm here.
Did it feel more that you were being called?
Yeah, it almost felt like a calling, but it was like, I have all these friends now. This is where I'm comfortable, and this is where I'm meant to be. And that's, like, the feeling that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you wouldn't mind sharing, like, what was your experience after you had received the grace of repentance?
The first time I, like, actually, like, got my sins forgiven by somebody who's, like, you could literally feel, like, a weight lifting off my shoulders. Like, wow, this makes me feel so much better, like, about my life. And I just, now I live my life for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm nowhere near perfect, but it feels good to know that I'm confident in this being the right faith.
Yeah. How did you know that this is God's kingdom?
It's definitely more of a feeling than words, but it also is so much better, for me at least, knowing what it's like to not be a believer, to being a believer.
Okay.
Because I can look back. When I went to a church, I went to a Lutheran church
mm-hmm.
growing up, and I can almost like compare, like, wow, this is so much better. These words actually mean something to me. It makes sense. Looking back, it's like, did that even make sense? I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like at church, it all makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or not like I'm just like know everything, but it's just so simple. Duh, of course this is right, you know? I don't know how to describe it, but yeah.
Yeah. How did your family and friends react when you shared this with
my
them?
My family was awesome with it. They always have been. Never have they had a problem. My friends, though, on the other hand, from school, mm-hmm. a couple of them were really rude and mean about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just shows who your true friends really actually are.
Right. And then their lack of understanding and that
right.
their eyes aren't open.
To yeah.
That. Yeah.
And it's like you tell them, okay, just come with me to church then or come hang out with us. Like, and they won't. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's, mm-hmm. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried with my family too, but they just obviously are not ready, hopefully yet,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully one day. So,
yeah. And all you can do is continue to live life shining that candle as a believer.
Exactly.
And sometimes that can speak more than words can say.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the most impactful, like, moment or thought that you've had throughout the whole experience?
I think that the most impactful thing is just being able to get my sins forgiven still. Like, or every single day, it's just like, it just is such a good feeling, and it has never stopped being a good feeling since the first time I ever did mm-hmm. get my sins mm-hmm. forgiven. And it's such an amazing thing, and it's like, it's so crazy that we can help each other like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, thank you for interviewing with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for reaching out. Yeah.